Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Jeff Koselny once again, cereal crop lead for Bayer Crop Science. Westbred had another good year in Kansas, kind of leading the way on high-yielding wheat.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Fantastic year, even despite all the challenges we had, a lot of dry weather out there, and still yet the products really came through. So, you know, couldn't be more proud of the growers and the performance out there. And some good spots, some not so good spots, and certainly been a challenging call getting supply in the right place.
Yeah, supply might have been an issue, but it's been a long time since we've had as good of a stand over as large an area in Kansas as we have this year. And I understand it's all the way to Denver that we've gotten the wheat up. That's a good start when you can get the wheat up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Driving up here yesterday, I mean, a lot of great-looking wheat in eastern Kansas as I drove through it. So, you know, it looks like a fantastic crop. You know, conditions are good. We just need Mother Nature to keep giving us a few rains all the way through. But, I mean, if you started with Westbred, I think you started off in a good spot.
So does Westbred continue to bring out new numbers nearly every year, or have the ones you've had for a couple of years worked pretty well and you're staying with those?
Yeah, no, well, a little bit of combination of both, right? I mean, we have the tried and trues, and certainly, you know, like 4792 out west, 4401 there in the central. You know, we've got our tried and trues, but, we had one of our biggest classes ever this year in our advancement deployment process. We've got 18 new Westbred products coming for the western U.S. in the next 2 years, right?
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be important to watch the yield trials in the different areas.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, yield trials, obviously we do a lot of demonstration trials. And then the National Wheat Yield Contest, you know, we had another good showing. 11 of the 24 national winners, 3 of the 4 Ben Busters planted Westbred. So, again, an outstanding result with those guys that are really, you know, pushing the genetics to their potential. And we really appreciate that because we strive hard to have great products that yield, that stand, that have protein, and all the agronomic characteristics to make the farmer successful. And it's rewarding to see those kind of yields, 100-plus bushels. You know, the largest yield this year was 210 bushels. So, you know, it's just phenomenal. I really want to cut that one day, Kyle. I want to go cut 200 bushel wheat.
Yeah, and it really just changes the entire agronomics of wheat when you get that kind of a yield. We're visiting with Jeff Koselny. He is the Bayer Crop Science Cereal Crop Lead. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.